From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is set to announce Wednesday that he's reversing decades of U.S. policy and will recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. But he will likely delay moving the U.S. embassy there from Tel Aviv. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked Tuesday if Mr. Trump is set in his mind.
The president, I would say, is pretty solid in his thinking at this point.
Mr. Trump spoke with regional leaders by phone Tuesday, including Israel's prime minister, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, Jordan's King Abdullah, Egypt's President El-Sisi, and Saudi King Salman. Mr. Abbas warned Mr. Trump of the dangerous consequences such a decision would have on the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Palestinians view East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi rejected the decision, warning of the consequences of the potential for instability. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric expressed Secretary General Antonio Guterres' alarm.
The Secretary General has said that he has consistently warned against any unilateral action that would have the potential to undermine the two-state solution. And we've always regarded Jerusalem as a final status issue that must be resolved through direct negotiations between the two parties based on relevant Security Council resolutions.
Turkey Tuesday threatened to cut diplomatic ties with Israel. In Ethiopia, officials Tuesday said that a German tourist was killed and his tour guide wounded in an attack by gunmen in northern Afar region late Sunday. The remote area near the Eritrean border has been known as an area active with bandits and separatist rebels. Several Europeans were killed in separate incidents in 2007 and 2012. This is VOA News.